Hey y'all.
I haven't been recording lately. I was trying to do an episode earlier, but my mom called me, interrupted the show. But it was a good interrupt because I don't even think she called me. I'm not sure if she meant to call me, but Shadow. See, this is not even the topic of this episode here. The topic of this episode is what I've been going through with my health. But since we got this emergency going on, tell me why I smell a dirty diaper somewhere. I can smell it. I hate having mommy senses. And smell it somewhere. Stinks. Where's my Febreze? But my mom called me, interrupted my show, and called to find out I hear her. Lucky Blue. Now, Blue is my baby beagle I got for my son. He's not even a year old yet. He's maybe 's diaper. This is really like distracting me right now. Like, seriously, this is real world stuff going on. I always like to record when stuff is going on, so y'all know that I ain't wrote it down. Like, this is real single mom life things happening. And I can smell this wet diaper. I just smell wet diaper. I just cleaned up my room. And I know it's probably hiding somewhere. Well, my 2-year-old probably hid it somewhere. And I gotta spray this dang Febreze because I don't know where that smell is coming from. It's somewhere. But anyway, she called me looking. I could hear her screaming for Lucky and Shadow. I mean, not Lucky and Shadow, but Lucky and Blue. Blue's my baby beagle. Lucky, he's mixed with Labrador and I think Poodle. He's got a long snout. His eyes are so close together to his nose, he looks cross-eyed. I don't know what it is with my mom and adopting special dogs, but he's the cutest little thing. He look cockeyed. That's what he looked like. But he got green eyes. And he's got a light brown fur. We're a pretty boy. Baby. Shadow, he the grandpa of the group. Lucky, he would be the second youngest. Blue, he the baby boy. All boys. All three of them are boys. Shadow, for the second time, has dug a hole in the backyard, and my mom out there looking for Lucky and my baby Blue. Not saying that I don't care about Lucky. I haven't built a personal bond with Lucky. I'm more worried about my baby Blue and where he at, because we don't have him chipped, and he is AKC registered purebred beagle puppy. He ain't got no collar, no bell, nothing. So I was really panicking. And I'm sitting over here with what I got going on with my health. And I'm not supposed to be driving. I was about to drive, get in my car and drive over there to look for my baby. But thankfully, I could hear him shouting in the background. So now she's looking for her dog, Lucky. Anyway, I haven't been doing this episode because last week, Wednesday, went to the hospital. I've been having some pains in my back for the past few months. Lumps on the back of my head. These, I guess they're swollen lymph nodes. The ones right in the back of your head near your, that tape line of your neck in the back behind your ear. A swollen lymph node. I can still feel it. It's hard. But I got checks S-ray. Then I got a CAT scan. That was really scary. I had my eyes closed closed the whole time because I thought, you know, with the x-ray beams, the CAT scan, and the radiology, and the radiation, whatever the hell flying around, gamma, I don't know. It, you know, so I ain't trying to be transformed to no Hulk. So I kept my eyes closed the whole time. And they make you hold your breath for a real long time. Like, I'm sitting here sick. I can barely hold my breath. But I guess I got to hold my breath for them to take a picture of whatever they're taking a picture of. So they do all that. And then they give me a chest x-ray. I came to the ER because I was having the pain. And I came in with a fever. So I was kind of, you know, why I need a chest x-ray. But I guess the doctor's trying to rule out everything that's going on with me. They tell me it's not my kidneys. It's not my bladder. She tell me, come back, Tubby, I got pneumonia in my left lung. So I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, I thought only old people like in their 60s get pneumonias or something. You know, I've heard of it, but I mean, it's kind of something that's not usually just floating around. Like I got pneumonia, maybe the flu or a cold or something, you know, but not pneumonia. That's like serious. You know, people die from that. I Googled it. I was Googling while I was at the hospital talking to the doctor. You know, because while she's telling me stuff, I'm trying to reconfirm with my Google doctor what they say on WebMD. So I'm like, you know, I'm doing research on this pneumonia. And they're telling me they got their highest mortality rate for this, I guess, infection or whatever virus is 30%. 5 to 30%. So I'm like, hopefully I'm in the 0% because I ain't trying to die. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to die. I have kids to live for. Ever since last Wednesday, they told me that I've been at home by myself. I have had my weak points where I've cried, I've gotten depressed, I've gotten angry. But I think I've come to the point now, today, Sunday, where I'm okay for the most part. I guess this experience can kind of be a make you a little bit more humble about your life. I've had time to think about a lot of things. I've never had this much time to myself. I have been alone in my house for almost a week. No beagle puppy, no baby girl, not my little Nana bug, not my son. So I've been here completely alone. Just trying to prevent them from getting sick. And then my mom stopped by today, dropped me off some Ruby Tuesdays. She got me the wrong salmon. She know I don't eat that teriyaki barbecue glazed salmon. I ate it anyway. I wouldn't say it was bad, but it's not what I wanted. But she brought it, and I love her for that. And this has some steamed broccoli, and I had some salad. It was real good. I don't know why she put the tangerines, and I hate tomatoes. She know I don't like tomatoes. It's probably the waitress that did that, put the tomatoes in there. I always pick them out. I don't know why they put them in there. It did when I request not to put them in there. They put them in there. And I'm like, why'd y'all put tomatoes in my salad? I just got to take them out now. Now my lettuce smells and tastes like tomatoes. Like, that really aggravates me. Side note. But anyway, she brought me that food and I ate it. And I just been here to myself. So I was like, you know, instead of talking to myself and talking to Siri, you know, Siri is pretty entertaining. You know, I figured, you know, maybe make a radio podcast. I haven't done it in a while. Excuse me. I haven't done it in a while. So figured I'd do it. It sucks having pneumonia. They said it's in my left lobe. I have learned, which I should have remembered from school, from anatomy, that I believe in your right lung, you have 3 lobes. And in your left lung, you have 2. So they said my left lobe and my left lung on the lower side, it's a little bit of that pneumonia there. So it's not my whole entire left lung. Or I think I would have been feeling a whole lot more worse. They gave me the medication. I just finished it today. It did muscle relaxer, which I try not to take. I was taking it twice a day, but it made me way, way, way too much like fatigue. It's like fatigue won't make you sleepy. Fatigue is just like you walking around like with no energy, you know. It's not making you sleepy. It's just your body is just weak. It's weakness. And I've been sweating. I thought I sweated enough with my fever. Now I'm just sweating because it's the pneumonia. And then the cough come out of nowhere. It's like I probably been sitting with this thing since January. And now I'm starting to get sick right before school starts. So that's just all kinds of awesome. But my mom has been doing her best job taking care of my kids. I did leave them with my dad and stepmom. I don't like to do that too often. But my kids are okay. My daughter might got a little cold. So I'm really, really, she's 2. My son is 7. So I'm really trying to keep my distance from her. I don't even want her in the house. Because I know my baby girl, she want to sleep up under me. She want to sleep in my bed and breathe my air that's coming out. That's how close she likes to get with me. She loves to hold my face or caress my face. Tell me how much you love me. I miss my baby. I saw her today when my mom came by with the food. But I had to wear my mask. And I just, you know, made sure I washed my hands and changed my clothes before I went outside. And I just held her arm. And she had her little nails painted. I was like, nails painted? Well, slow and roll. Like, you know, she's only 2. Good Lord, I already got anxiety thinking about what she's going to be like when she's a teenager. But, you know, my mom, they said they were just playing around with the nail polish or whatever. She had the pink little sparkles in her pretty Sunday dress and everything, as she always is, because she's the most beautiful, beautiful little girl in the world. Really. She really is. I just adore her. And my son, he's just, man, he's becoming a little man. He's almost taller than me. He's so smart. Miss my kids. But I've been watching movies. I've been chilling. So I gotta go back to the doctor tomorrow, get some more x-rays, so I guess I can do a radio little thing from the hospital, because I know they're gonna give me a chest x-ray. And I can't go back to my primary care physician because I don't have a week for y'all to tell me what's going on with me today. Like, I hate that stuff. Like, this is serious. If I'm getting x-rays and all this other stuff, I need to know what's going on. I already have pneumonia. I need to make sure it's cleared so I'm not contagious and I can have my kids at home with me. So that's the only reason why I'm going back to the ER. So I'm gonna cut it now. And I'll do another episode maybe tonight or tomorrow when my mama take me to the doctor. Or when I'm in the car with my mom. And I'll just, you know, do a little show or whatever there on the way to the hospital. Thank you guys for listening. It's a few, but I'm not trying to get famous. It's just nice to get things out sometimes and people can hear. So that's awesome. Hi, everybody. I was supposed to go to the hospital today to get my chest x-ray. Try calling my mom. Calling. I FaceTime her. And I'm like, Mom, we should go, you know, early in the morning so you don't have to wait too long in the ER. I'm talking, right? I'm not even really looking at my mom. I'm just talking into the phone just to talk to her on FaceTime. I look down at the camera. All I can hear is, I'm like, oh, she done fell asleep on FaceTime again. And I'm screaming. I'm like, Mom, wake up. She's like, oh, well, I took my muscle relaxer too, so I guess, you know, we was both sleepy. So, we'll just try it again. Tomorrow. I'll try and go tomorrow. You know, why one of my braids? One of my braids, like, slipped out. I'm so bad. They put it way back here. I don't know what it is with African braiders, why they be trying to grab every piece of hair and it just slipped out. I ain't never going back over there. Next time I'm getting micros. At least I know micros will stay, because I got box braids. And box braids are heavy. But anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah. Tomorrow I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to the ER, one, because I don't have a week to be waiting for results I need, like, the same day. And I need to make sure this pneumonia is gone in my lungs. It might still be there. if it is still there, I don't know what I do. Because I haven't had my kids with me since last Wednesday, and today is Monday. And school starts next week for my son. I just really want to be around my kids. I miss my daughter and my son. Only person I got here is Gary. Gary's my goldfish. I got him about like 2 years ago at the Atlanta Fair. Sometimes I forget to feed Gary. But Gary, you know, I love that fish, man. He just give me hope. Because I know if Gary could swim around there for 3 days with no food and no filter and no light, I know I can survive. He just give me hope. And he being there active, I try to get him out of there. He'll push the little fishnet thing where you have to scoop up the fish to change the water. He'll be pushing it and fighting. I'm like, ooh, he's strong. No, he's from Atlanta. Anyway, I guess I'll see how it goes tomorrow. I'm still doing the same stuff I've been doing. Eating as much as I can. Drinking a lot of water, so I'm constantly in the bathroom. But they say that's good, I guess, to get whatever crap's out of my lungs if I'm not sneezing or coughing it out. So hopefully it hasn't gotten worse. Hopefully it's gotten better, because I really don't like being here by myself. I do actually find relief when I'm doing my little podcast, so that's kind of like an outlet in itself right there. At least I don't have to wash clothes. At least I don't have to wash clothes as I wait. Hold up. 1, 2, 3. There are 3 baskets of clothes that I have to wash. But at least those 3 baskets. And my mom helped me clean up my house a few days ago, so I don't have to too much worry about cleaning right now. I'm just eating, and I'm really constipated. I know that's like really TMI, and I don't know if pneumonia makes you feel constipated, but I am. So I'm like, oh, how do I keep eating? I keep getting hungry, but I can't use the bathroom. I'm gonna pay for it later. But anyways, at least I'm up. I try not to take my muscle relaxer unless I'm really in pain and I can't just get up and walk around, then I'll take it. But other than that, I don't like the way it makes me feel. Because when I tell you, that thing will make you feel like, not even like you're walking on clouds. It just feels like your body's heavy. It's the fatigue. So, and the coughing hurts. The sneezing hurts. Laughing too hard hurts. So, they need to let me know what's going on. My daughter has a runny nose, but I don't think it has anything to do with what I got going on. So that's why I'm just trying to keep her as her distance away from me. Really, because they said kids 2 and under are more susceptible to get pneumonia, I guess. But I mean, my son's 7. He could get it too. It's contagious all around, but hopefully it gets better, because I'm really tired of being at home alone. I mean, it's peaceful, you know? There's no kids. You could go to the bathroom by yourself. I guess we could talk about the positives of having pneumonia. I'm not dead. That's one. I can eat. 2. Oh, I can use the bathroom by myself. I can go in the bathroom and nobody's sitting on my lap or watching me pee. Oh, I can watch TV by myself with the bad words in it. And I have to worry about somebody saying shit all the time, because my daughter likes to drop shit bombs. And that's probably because I say it a lot when I'm mad. So I'm trying not to say that a lot too much. I'm working on that. I'm not perfect. What else? Oh, yeah, I can eat in peace. I don't have to share my food, because I always have to share my food. Even when I make enough for my kids and myself, if I go back for seconds, then they ask for seconds. And I'm like, no, these are my seconds. But I don't want to be selfish, because they're my kids. So I have to feed them. I'll just do another episode tomorrow. I'm going to go back watching Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And then maybe I'll have a Lord of the Rings marathon, if I can find my 2 Towers movie. And that's not looking like I can find it I'm going to be real mad if I can't find it. That's like my favorite Lord of the Rings movie is The Two Towers. I only got the first one and the third one. And then I got all the Hobbit movies. I got all three of those, but I need all three of the Lord of the Rings so I can have one big marathon. You know, it's not much to do when you're sick. So, and nobody visits you besides your mother and your kids. That's about it. My stepmom and my dad are real germaphobes, and they don't want to get sick. My stepmom has stopped by. My dad, he's the biggest germaphobe, but he texts me, or he'll ask Donna how I am. He'll do that sometimes too. But my stepmother, Donna. But I'm about to go ahead and go off and continue my day of watching movies and healing myself. Because healing in itself takes time. When you're sick, your body has to rest. And I know it's just a blessing in itself that I'm able to rest and recover. Because I couldn't do this without my parents. Because they have been the only ones there for me throughout this whole thing. Pretty much, yeah. Taking care of me and taking care of my kids. The ones that I have no choice but to depend on, and they're there. So, even though some don't give with a good heart, they give grudgingly. But hey, you know, God can, you know, work miracles. He can, you know, even make your enemies bless you. Not saying that my family's my enemy, but He can make people, you know, bless you and help you, you know, even when they give grudgingly. God can still use that to your benefit, I guess, and they'll help you whether they like it or not, I guess that's how it works. But I guess I will do another episode later, you guys. Hi, everybody. Today is Tuesday. I would say, Wednesday, that's when I went to the hospital. Buenos dias, everyone. Buenos dias, good morning, everyone. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Today is day 7 of being at home alone with no kids and no puppy. I didn't even bother going to the hospital today because my smart behind tried to go outside yesterday and walk around with no mask on. I was this close to calling the dang ambulance again because I had the shortness of breath and my chest was tight and I was like, oh crap, I can't breathe. But is this a dirty towel? I'm just, Lord. This is not the segment I'm doing my radio show on is clothes. I still got 3 baskets, so I'm trying to keep it a minimum of 3 baskets of laundry that I have to do. Because I see it now, and it's piling up on me. And then you throw the clean clothes over here and the dirty ones over there. And then you wake up the next day and you don't know what's clean or dirty. So now you got 2 loads. But anyway, I didn't even bother going to the hospital today because I know I still have the symptoms. I know I still have to take my muscle relaxer. I know that I'm still having the shortness of breath, the tightness in my chest from the pneumonia. So I know I still feel it because I don't feel, I get tired when I talk too fast. So maybe I just need to slow it down a little bit. I don't know what I'm gonna do today. I guess we can have a Lord of the Rings marathon. I guess today will be the Lord of the Rings marathon day. But I don't have the Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers, and you can't watch the Lord of the Rings without the I only have the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring, and the Lord of the Rings, the Return of the King, which is awesome too. I have all the Hobbit movies, 1, 2, 3. Unexpected Journey, Desolation of Smaug, in the Battle of the Five Armies. So, maybe I should watch the first one, the first of the Lord of the Rings, or should I watch The Hobbit? I feel like I should watch The Hobbit first, and then watch The Lord of the Rings. Because doesn't The Lord of the Rings happen after The Hobbit? I think it does. So I guess that's what I'll do today after I eat some breakfast so I can take my medicine. I guess that's what I'll be doing today. I'm gonna make me some instant grits, and I'll just check back with y'all later. Little update. Day 7, being at home with community acquired pneumonia. That's what I have. That's what the doctor said. So it's not nice, people. It's not nice. I'd be so bored, but hey, I'm trying to enjoy this at the same token as well.
Hello everyone. Today I tried to get stuff done on the computer at my mom's house. Since I don't have a computer or internet service at my house, I'm trying to fill out jobs, applications, and things like that. But it's during the holiday. My son is out of school, so he's with me at my mom's house. We all have colds. For one, I don't know how I was just sick like 3 weeks ago. Seems like I just keep getting freaking sick. I know I need to take vitamins. I should take vitamins every day. I don't know if y'all can hear, but in the background, I'm trying to keep my kids under control and it's not working. Hold on.
David, put the toys in the toy box like I told you to do. I'm trying to get stuff done here. I can't do that if you're not following instructions. I don't care about her crying right now.
No, why this girl, she's just been on this crying spell. Probably because she's been coughing for the past week, but this is about my health. I'm about to lose my damn mind with these kids. I can't get shit done. I can't afford daycare at the moment to have them in daycare while I'm getting this stuff done. Because I'm not working. So my mental health is suffering something serious. It's not really getting depressed because my depression stems from my anxiety. The more I worry, the more I'm anxious about things I need to do, things I haven't done, things I'm failing at, that's where I get depressed at. I don't know how to find some middle ground in between the anxiety attacks falling into my depression. I'm trying to put a stop to it in the middle before it falls into my depression, and I don't know how to do that right now. I'm trying to be calm. It's like I don't have an outlet. I don't have time to work out. The mom is just like, go walk outside with the kids, go walk around the park with the kids. I have to take my kids everywhere. I don't have no me time to say, okay, I got time to run a mile or two at the gym or run a mile or two at the park. I don't have the means or resources to have my kids in daycare at the moment, so I don't have time to work out. I'm sitting at home all day long, and my mom's answer is just, well, you know, you could just sit at home and be bored then. You're the one that had the kids in the first place. It's like, dang, you making this seem like me having kids is like a punishment or something, like I'm being punished every day because I decided to have kids out of wedlock or something. Like, I deserve this depression and I deserve all this anxiety. I don't know what it is. I don't know what people seem to fail to realize, that me having all this anxiety and depression, it's real. Like, I don't want to get on medicine for it. Like, trying to go to therapy, I don't want them knowing all my business, or going to a Christian therapist. Then they already have their bias and how they think. Even though I am a Christian, like, I don't know what else to do. Something that would help is for me to get a stable job and have stable income so I can support myself. Because then again, not just my kids, a lot of my depression and anxiety stems from me not being financially stable. This is just the beginning. I'm just introducing y'all to my anxiety and my depression and how it immediately affects me. Because there's a lot of other things that affected my family, my parents, people outside of my family, concerning my kids, their fathers that aren't in their lives. I mean, the way my parents treat me because they financially support me, that stresses me out too. Because I don't get no respect, it seems. It's a lot of things. It's just anxiety and depression. I have to defeat these things and I don't know how. It's very real for me. I think sometimes maybe I might make myself sick with this cold and getting sick all the time. It might be a mental thing that's getting my body sick. My body is failing. I don't know. I'm trying to gain happy weight. Can't do that. I'm cold. I was just sick a few weeks ago with a fever. Now I'm getting a cold again because we're always in the house with the kids and their sickness and coughing and sneezing in the air. That gets me upset. I don't really have an anger issue. It's when I get angry, I don't know how to dial it down. I just explode. That's my anger. I just, boop, explode. And then I'm trying to calm down and I can't because there's my anxiety. Then once I calm down, there's my depression. Like, damn, I need a break, but it's, I don't know, because this shit sucks. Trying my best to be level-headed for the sake of my children, make sure they're happy and taken care of, but I can't do that if my mental state is where it is right now. I can't. I can't really serve their needs if my needs aren't being met. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my mental is not strong, if my emotional state and my spirit is wrong, is off, it's hard for me to connect with my kids. I mean, I don't know. I mean, when my daughter cries, and I don't know what she's crying for, and she just cries on stop, it aggravates me. She aggravates me. And I'm like, oh, just leave me alone. Go in the other room. And she cries even more. I'm trying to get stuff done on the computer. She want to sit by that. And she want to be all over me. And I'm like, no, I just need you to sit down. And I'll give her something to do. And she cries anyway. It's like, shit. Like, I get no break. And I try and ask my mom for help. She's like, well, you know, I don't got time for all that. And you had those kids. You got to take care of them. You just need to get medicine for your anxiety or depression. Like, no, because I don't like those side effects. I don't believe in all that crap. But something has to change. And I think it will get better once my financial situation changes. And I'm able to fully take care of myself and my kids without assistance or depending on assistance from my parents. Because me depending on their assistance is always some kind of underline. It's always like, you know, okay, what's the catch? You know, oh, you're helping me pay my bills. Oh, you're helping me pay for daycare. What's the catch? Let me tell you the catch. I get no respect. They talk to me how they feel. They want to know all my business, how I spend my money. Like, I'm be 29 this year, and I'm still getting treated like this. Then half the time, I feel like I deserve to feel this way because I've been irresponsible with my money, or I've made the wrong decisions, been around the wrong people. I don't know. I just need a better job because everything worries me. Like, every time my dad calls me, it sends me to having a panic attack. Like, oh, damn, what's he called me for? What did I do wrong? Did I get my oil changed? Did he come by the house and see my house messy? It's like, and then my dad pays my rent, my stepmom pays my bills. They got the key to my house, and they could just come to my house without me even knowing. Like, they don't even give me the respect, like, hey, I'm about to come over. They just, oh, they're at the front door. Like, I could have been in the shower, I could have had friends over, and they just pop up without notice, or they'll pop up when I'm not there and then tell me that they were there in my house. Then my stepmom will go run and tell my dad, oh, her house looked kind of messy today, and like snitch and do all that shit behind my back, which is ridiculous. I have no privacy. I just feel like a prisoner, basically, or a mule,
or a cow. I just gave birth and that's it. I get treated any old kind of way and this shit sucks. And it's my family that's doing it to me. It's horrible. That's why I think a lot of this would resolve itself if I could just get financially stable. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying. Need to try more or better. I need to do better.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.